This is Adriana Casnave, Pro Tem Chair of the Committee of Inclusion of KPFT. Today is June 6, 2020, and it's 2:05 p.m. I will ask the Pro Tem Secretary, Rita Washington, to take the roll call.
Somebody muted?
I thought Nancy was the pro tem secretary. Not me.
No, we voted you, Rita.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I don't remember that, Adriana.
I must have been sleeping when that happened.
I got enough on my plate. I don't need any secretary job.
Nobody volunteer, and you said that if nobody else will step up, you will do it.
I don't remember that, Adriana. Roll call, Adriana Casanay.
Adriana is here.
Mo Cortez.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Here.
Nancy?
Present.
Rita? Present. Okay. Is Susie? Is she on? Susie? V? Okay. So they're both out. Okay, Madam Chair, we have quorum. We have five members present.
Thank you, Rita. We can go really fast through this, but in the next meeting, we cannot elect a permanent chair and a permanent secretary. We need to today decide pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. If you want, the committee can keep going with the same people that we have, but I want the committee to decide that.
I apologize. I really don't have the time to be the permanent. To be the permanent secretary. I'm stretched already.
Well, no. Today will be a temporary. Will be a pro tem.
Okay.
Then I nominate Rita as pro tem secretary. Anybody else wants to be secretary pro tem? Nobody else? Okay, Rita, you are secretary pro tem. Happy to be the chair for them.
You need to nominate you, Adriana?
Okay, thank you. Anybody else that wants to be pro tem chair? What, Dwayne? I can't hear you.
I move that whoever's elected pro tem is remains until a permanent is elected, so you don't have to do it every meeting.
Perfect. Okay. Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, the pro tem chair and pro tem secretary will be till the next meeting, that is the third meeting. And we can elect a permanent chair and permanent secretary. And we can, during the week, we can send back and forth to the nominate who would want it.
And if there's only one person, you don't have to have STV.
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what I said. I said, we can email each other and see if anybody else wants to be secretary or chair. And if more than one person, we will go to a vote. If not, in the next meeting, those persons will be elected permanent chair and permanent secretary. According to the Dwayne motion today, is not any objection. Then till next meeting, that till we elect a permanent chair and permanent secretary, I will be, Adriana will be the pro tem chair, and Rita will be the pro tem secretary. Okay, going along. I put like number four, progress, if any, in the investigation that the committee members were doing. I saw something from you, Nancy. Can you say that for the stream?
Okay. Points for covering programmers. I just put a list together of things to ask. Gender, male, female, bisexual, intersexual, or other. Number two is race, Hispanic, Black, European, Asian, Indigenous, Heinz 57. Maybe I better take Heinz 57 out. I don't know whether to keep it or not. Some people say that. And number three, age, 20s, 30s, 40s. What'd you say?
The hell is a Heinz 57? That's something science or something somebody made up.
Okay. Okay, so scratch that. Okay, age 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s. I don't believe we have any 80-year-old. And number four, question mark. So I'm asking the committee if there's something more pertinent. I almost wanted to say how many hours a week do you listen to KPFT, but then I decided not to put that down because that's more like that would be influencing them not to fill it out.
Yeah, I'm a board member. I'd be embarrassed to tell y'all, man.
Yeah, because some programmers have actually told me they only listen to their own show. And
okay. Nancy, okay. I have a question for you.
Yes.
That has to do with the definition that even we have in the U.S. Census. Race. Uh-huh. Hispanic is not race.
Okay. Ethnicity?
It's ethnicity. And in race, you have Black, white, not European either. It's Black, white, Asian, American Indian or Alaskan descent. I don't believe that European or Hispanic are races. When you ask for race, you need to ask for the definition that we have from race. And probably after that, you can ask for origin if you want. And then people will decide what origin, the African-American, African, Latino, Hispanic, whatever they decide to write it. Okay? And I believe that Heinz 57 is not neither a race, okay?
Okay, so for number two, just ethnicity, and then put, what do I put for Latino? What do I put in there, brown?
No, Nancy. Oh? Race, number two, is white, Black, Asian, American Indian or Alaskan descent. Those are races. You need to put another point there that is origin. And in that origin, you can put Hispanic or Latino descendant. The same way that is in the census.
Okay. I got to go back and look at the census.
Nancy, Adriana?
Oh, is that
Jesus?
Yes. I think that the Mexican-Americans or Hispanics are identifying also as Indians, American Indians. Because the whole continent, the continents are all American, North American, South America. But I'm not sure. I'm just questioning. The other thing is that I was what I worked on last time was racial ethnicity breakdown in the Houston community, and that's what I did.
Huh?
Is that going to be? Is that? Would y'all say that's in the second category that Nancy just mentioned?
Well, if
what
you...
I'm doing is it's going to go to the programmers.
Oh, that's different. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing the community. You are.
Oh, I do that, yeah. Okay, okay.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but... Okay. Nancy, do you have, like, Origin?
Nancy, if you, if you allow me, to give some that information from the U.S. Census Bureau, I think that that will clarify some of what you are asking for.
Okay.
Okay. I can give the information that I do have. And okay. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, but the date is July 2019. Houston have a population of 2,320,268 people. It's an increase of 10.7% from the 2020 census. And that is defined when you go to races, the census defines white, black, Asian, American, Indian, and Alaskan, and two or more races. And they clarified that in white and in black. They clarified. Can you hear? Somebody, I will ask somebody is not speaking. Please mute your phone.
Okay.
The census clarified there that ethnicity, that is where we talk, that's why, Nancy, you put race and you put those races that is defined like that. And when you ask about ethnicity, the census clarified that Latino or Hispanic are included in some of the other races, like white, black, etc. For example, white are defined like 57.6% of the Houston population, but white alone are only 24.6. 44.8 of that total population is Hispanic or Latino. I don't know if it's clear what I'm saying. If you go to the census, is 57.6 black, white, 22.5 black, 6.9 Asian, 0.3 American Indian or Alaskan descent, and 2.1% two or more consider themselves two or more races. From that number, we have 29.5% foreign born. Language other than English spoken at home is 48.8%. The per capita income in the last 12 months is 31,576. The median household income is 51,140, and we have 20.6% persons in poverty. Okay, those are some of the numbers that we have from the census. This will be modified a little, obviously, at the end of in a couple of months, because we are running the 2020 census. But that, what I'm trying to say, Nancy, is when you ask about race, the race are defined like white, black, Asian, American Indian, and Alaskan, and two or more races. Those are the races. If you ask race, people need to answer one of those. If you ask, you can add ethnicity or descendant, and then people can put there where they descend. They can put Latinos, Mexican American, whatever they wish. Now, in the black community, you have when you go to origin, that means ethnicity, you will have people that say Jamaican, people that said African American, people that said that they come from Somali, you know, that is the way. That's why you leave that open, put in there just origin or ethnicity if they want it. And they can, like I said, decide Mexican-American, Chicano, whatever people decide, okay? Thank you. Any other questions about that,
yeah,
Nancy?
I have a question. Yeah, Nancy. Does the committee, if you think of something else, would you please email the committee, and so then I can add it?
Okay.
And I have one more question. I was thinking to tell the programmers why this is so important, the work of the COI, and that we report this information to the PNB and LSB as well. It's because we need to see where we are, and we certainly need to reach out to the underdeserving and underrepresented community that's not getting enough. What'd you say?
Nancy.
Underserved.
Yes, thank you. Underserved. Yes, and then tell them also that we missed on CPB a $50,000 bonus grant for having not enough minority listenership. I think we should add that. Then, yeah.
If you don't mind, nobody will answer to all of that, and that will start a political, you know, fight. I think that you should ask the question and saying that it's part of the statistics that we are running from the programmers. If they want to, we will have a report. They can answer whatever they wish. And if they don't answer, we will try to do the best that we can trying to identify the programs that don't answer to your questions. But I believe that the simplest is the easiest. Because if not, people will start, you know, discussing the purpose and et cetera. I think that the simplest one is ask the questions. I said that this comes from the Committee of Inclusion, and we are, you know, researching the programming. That's it. Okay? We can explain all the rest when we have the when we make a report. I don't know anybody else.
I'm just thinking that it's very hard to get programmers to respond in a survey or any kind of survey we've done in the past. Very, very difficult. One time it was a general manager, how they felt about the general manager. It was only 14 out of 200 programmers. I remember that. That was a long time ago, but I thought if we tell them there's this $50,000 bonus grant that might be possible if we ever get back into the CPB's favored position, acceptable to the CPB, I don't think they know about it. And then maybe they would be more interested because of the money involved to even make the fill out the form. Oh, well, that's just extra.
What is on the agenda?
Like I said, we are talking, Duane, the number four is progress in the chores that every member or some of the members have. We will do this agenda, like I said, very short, because what we want is know where we are. And we know that we are so busy, and remember Nancy, that the question, you cannot personally write to the programmers.
Yes.
You can make a little email, and we will move that to the proper channel.
Yes.
And then we will receive whatever answers they have. But we cannot talk about money that will come from the CPB or whatever, because that has nothing to do with have to do probably at the end if we do the right thing, you know, but we cannot mess up with that. That is my view, but I can hear from everybody
else. The question I have, that has anyone asked Robin or anybody else who have records that when someone fill out a form for a program, do they put their race on the form?
Yes, I'm communicating with Robin. Is that what you are asking?
It would appear to me that the best thing to do is for the manager to declare that everybody's got to fill out a new form if they want to keep their shows. Then you'll get the information. But I would want to point out that it's been my experience as a former Social Security Administration employee that people, when they self-report, I had people from Mexico, people from India, people from all over the world declare themselves Anglo. And that when you're self-reporting like that, you come up with any damn thing. It may not be accurate.
That's why I say something different, Dwayne. I said one thing is race, and a totally different thing is ethnicity. That's why the question is we need to work with whatever we have. We have a starting point that was the program that we have in 2018. In 2018 was done a very thorough research in programming. I think that we can start there.
Well, my point would be, as a whole, people don't respond to surveys or inquiries. That's why the census paid hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to go knock on folk doors. So we're not at a disadvantage. We're not getting any, you know, less response than what the general public does when you ask them questions. People typically just don't respond. I think the best way to get information is for the manager to declare all programs are up for review, and everybody needs to fill out a form and make sure that form has ethnicity or race or whatever you want on it. And I think you'll get more responses and may not get 100%, but you're certainly going to get more data than you're going to try to do it this way.
Yes, I think that it's a great idea. And I think that I mentioned before that the idea was not for us individually writing. We will do it through the proper channel, I said. And obviously that includes the general manager. But it's a good idea, like you said, for the general manager sending that request. And we can obviously talk to Mr. Borney and make him understand the reasons why we are doing this and the importance of the programs or having at least that information. Yes.
Can I get on back?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
I couldn't understand who was V?
This is V.
Oh, okay, V. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I've been listening for a while. Sorry, y'all, I was like on a totally different call before and listening to the whole music. Anyways, I definitely think that the best way to reach out to programmers is through the general manager, but I think that, I don't know if the general manager should do this or we should do this. We need to have like a follow-up process because a lot of the programmers, for some reason, are not being reached out to. Like sometimes I don't get the emails and also sometimes they just don't respond. So I agree that's the best way to get programmers' information combined with a review, even if we want to go that far. But definitely we should, like, follow up somehow on each program is my thought.
Anybody else?
Yeah, Nancy with a question.
Is
the answer anonymous or... are there answers will be known who made the answers?
I think that to the general manager, it's nothing that is private about that. We don't need to have that information, who say who and what. What we need is the numbers, and that will be managed by the general manager, I believe. We need to be sure that
Anonymous is possible. Anonymous filled out form is possible.
No, Nancy, I'm saying something different. I'm saying we'll be anonymous for us. We don't need to have that information. We'll not be anonymous by the general manager. He will give us the numbers, but we need to define what we want to know, because we need to not only define the races, we need to define ethnicities. Okay?
I think we also need to put gender in there.
Yes, that is in what Nancy wrote. Is not only that, and what Nancy wrote is gender, race, we talk about ethnicity, and we talk about age. But when we put age, we are talking about like decades, you know, the 20s and the 30s and the 40s, the 50s and the 60s or the 70s. That is what Nancy proposed, and I believe that is a good thing.
Is it weird to put sexuality on there?
This man.
No, it's not weird because you need the data for.
Well, I kind of like to hear. I'd like to hear from people who aren't straight and aren't cis about if it's weird.
I don't think it's weird.
You know,
Susie.
It's legal.
It's legal. It's good.
No. I would like to hear from like gay people if that's a weird question to be asked.
This is Mo says here. I guess Dan, but no, I think that's a good question to ask because, like Dwayne was saying, we need to collect this data, and especially for grants and for reporting and things like that, or for grant reports, it's a really good thing to help us get more grants and help support the station. And that's not just to get the money, but also to support the LGBTQ listeners that we have. So I definitely agree.
Chair, can I repeat? I think V came on after I said the choices. Can I repeat the choices? Okay.
Yes.
Male, female, bisexual, or neither. So.
Okay, but that doesn't make sense right there.
Okay, so please, input.
Do you want me to tell you now or, like, change it up and then email it back to you? Okay.
Yeah.
So I think for, like, so we should have a sex. And maybe, I don't know if we need to have sex, actually. But if we do have sex, we should have maybe male, female, intersex, other, I don't know. I don't know if we need to have sex on there. But I think for gender, we should have woman, man, non-binary. And for sexuality, we should have like heterosexual, homosexual, pansexual, bisexual, asexual.
Okay, can you text me or email that list, all right, and I'll put it in.
And this is Mo chime in again. And this is Mo chime in again, and I'm off of intersex and trans, as y'all already know already. You probably get tired of me saying that. But I get tired of me saying that, too. But I agree. Sex isn't necessary, but gender, yeah. That gender and the other categories, yes. I would avoid
okay,
that.
So no sex.
So, Adrian, I have a question.
Okay.
What is the purpose for this, and what is the reporting information is going to be used for, and what entities are going to receive the reporting information? And after you answer that, I have a follow-up.
Adriana, are you muted?
Maybe, I don't know if we need such much detail, I believe for the purpose of the COI, that should set gender, gender, and sexual orientation. Put the backslash there, and people can answer whatever they wish. That is what I believe, because since the point of view of statistics, you know, that is what we care. I believe that if we go to too much detail, probably a lot of people will not answer that. Will believe that that is inclusive and they will not answer. That's why I prefer to put gender, backslash, sexual orientation, and give the people the option to write whatever they wish there. And if they don't want to write anything, they can say that they don't want to write anything. They don't want to make any definition. It's the same thing that is in questionnaire that we fill out when we are being candidates. It's exactly what that said. Gender, / sexual orientation. And if you don't want to answer that question, you don't have to.
That one is
the reason I was asking the question was, you mentioned CPB, and whoever's going to take all of this, and God knows I love thee, but all these other items and categories, if someone's got to be responsible for reporting to CPB for grant purposes or whatever, they're only gonna use three categories. That is,
I mean, fuck CPB. Like, we need to be inclusive.
Say again.
Fuck CPB on that point. We need to be inclusive. If they need to consolidate it, that's their issue. But
it's not a matter of them. I'm suggesting that even if I had to collate this information that you're suggesting, it's still gonna boil down to if they're transsexual. If they're female or they're male, they're still going to be counted. Now, their own opinion about what they are, we can have a list of 100, and that's not going to really serve the larger purpose of reporting. But obviously, each of us have our own opinion, and that's mine.
Well, I guess, can I get on stack, please?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I think that, you know, we are trying to, I don't know about y'all, I myself am trying to transform the station, which was actually started by a white person, into something that is inclusive for fucking everybody. And so putting those options on there is great. People feel they can be more comfortable. They feel like they're around people who understand this. And honestly, I think maybe for us committee of inclusion members, we should have some kind of like training or something for different identities and what it means to be inclusive. Like, not like a long-ass training, no one has time, but maybe just like a file or a good pamphlet we can all read.
I can gather some links that are really, really easy and very just straightforward.
Mo?
I get Mo on back whenever they're done.
Did you finish?
Yes, I did. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mo.
Oh, no, I'm just reading the same information that, you know, you're not counted if you're not seen, so we got to count people so we can see them. So that just my two cents.
Anybody else? Okay. I'm sorry?
No, I think you had something to say earlier to me, but I don't know what you were going to say. This is Susie.
You? I don't know.
Never mind.
I think that was about ethnicity.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, when we put ethnicity, not only race, we give the people the option to put the race that they want, but the ethnicity that they want. And that could be Mexican-American, like I said, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Jamaican, Somali, Egyptian, whatever people want to put in that origin ethnicity, that's why, in my view, is important, you know. But what I want is for us to understand that we are trying to ask to make if it's not a short survey, will not have any impact on the answers. I believe that in order to allow the general manager to send this to the programmers, we need to be a little more or a little less detail oriented, because people got, like I said, if you leave that open, giving the option for people to define themselves, they can write there whatever they wish. it's not that we are limiting. We are saying.
So you mean like this? Sorry.
We are
I have a plan
about,
with Mason.
Yes, we are giving people the option to define them, or we can put gender, we can put sexual orientation, or backslash your self-definition, whatever it is. And then, you know, everybody will answer whatever they want. Okay, B, what is your point of view?
So do you just mean like for each option, we just put like, you know, ethnicity equals and then just like a line? You know, gender equals and then just a line instead of like check boxes.
No, I was thinking leave a line and people can write whatever they wish. No different boxes. No, just a line and people define themselves the way that they want it.
Got you. I really like that.
Anybody else on this issue?
A quick question. So just out of curiosity, so when this has been done typically in the past, what is the turnaround time? I'm just curious, like, and what kind of options? Well, what's been the typical turnaround time?
I don't know if ever this was done this way.
Oh, wow.
Can I answer a little bit?
Yes.
Like, when we did it for MSRC a few years ago, we had to reach out to all the programmers. I want to say that took months. You know, and also to make sure we had the response from all of the programs, that took like, I from my memory, which is crap, but it was about 2 months.
Okay, and a follow-up question, if I don't mind me, were any of these things implemented? What kind of suggestions were made?
Well, in the case of, for MSRC, we use that specifically when we evaluate the general manager that was during 15 years without a reasonable evaluation. We use those responses in that sense. Okay? It's different than what the COI is doing.
I also want to know, like, what, I don't know, excuse me if this has been explained already. Maybe you can explain it off-thread to me. I mean, off the call. I'm so sorry. What exactly, like, are we thinking are sort of, what is an idea of, like, what our recommendations have been? And again, I kind of want to know, like, in the past, what has typically happened with these recommendations?
Well, the only report that I know was the one that the Committee of Inclusion did in November 2018. I know that was used, like I said before, to all of you at the national level, trying to show the difference, because the bylaw said that every station should have a Committee of Inclusion. That is defined specifically in the bylaw. I believe that this year they are trying to revamp, if you want, all those committees. And I believe that our report on 2018 is being used, and all of you receive it. I email it to all of you in May 23rd. I believe that that should be, I believe that was a very good report, but that doesn't mean that we can make something different. Are some categories that we can obviously talk in the report that are important if we have the information. Because what we are trying to do, if you read the purpose of the Committee of Inclusion, that's what we do. We check what is happening and what should happen. And then we will give that to the people that make the decisions. And the decision, the report from this committee should be used by general managers, but even election supervisors, by the Pacifica National Board of Directors, have to do, everybody need to use the report from the COI to be sure that we are serving the underserved communities. you know, because all of us know that doesn't matter what we talk about and how we want to mud the waters or not, the reality of why Pacifica is losing membership and finance is because our product is a program. And if the program doesn't reach the community that they are not serving the community, that's why we don't have enough membership. We don't have enough support. That's why it's so important what this committee does to highlight what the problems are. And then when it's time to evaluate, we can evaluate the people that need to make the decision and didn't do it, even when they have they have all the information at their hand.
Hey, John, this is Mo. Can you put me on spec?
Go ahead, Mo.
Okay. So how do we make sure that these are actually followed out, and how can we support the producers, you know, because, like, you know, we all number them, like, right, even right now, right? So how do we make sure we support them with implementing our recommendations from the report?
I don't understand it. Sorry.
So how are we actually going to carry this out? We know the programmers are basically implementing these suggestions, and also how do we make sure as a committee that we support them?
That is not our purpose. That's why.
Okay.
Our purpose, you have different committees. That's why the bylaw has a governance bylaw that defines. I will ask people that don't speak, please mute, because it's so many noises. The committee, the bylaws, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, decide or define in their articles what every committee or what needs to be done, and divide that in different committees and different bodies of governance. Our Committee of Inclusion, that's why I took the time May 23rd to give all of you what the bylaws said about the purpose of the Committee of Inclusion. Okay? We need to do what the Committee of Inclusion is supposed to be doing. It's not up to us to do anything else. Supposedly other people are being paid to do what they have to do in order to fulfill their duties. It's up to us to highlight what is not being done or what is being done and what is being reached or not, and help the people that make those decisions with the numbers, with the facts, not with political points, with facts. Now, when you present a report that makes sense, a manager can grab the report and say, this is the problem. Here it's highlighted. And it's up to that person that is being paid for, it's up to that person to try to solve the issues. Because if not, it's a political fight where everybody wants to talk, and you hear it in other committees. When people go to finance, I want to talk about what they think about programming. It's not a way. We need to be sure what we are doing. The bylaws are very clear, and we don't do it because we put all our political weight trying to see how we can sway things. We have a purpose. What I hope is our committee fulfills their purpose very clearly defined in the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. It's not up to us. It's up to us to show what the problems are. It's the same thing that we do when we march against, injustice or racism. We can march to highlight the problem, to move the people that need to take the actions, that need to really make the laws and change it, to do it. That is what we are doing here. I don't know if that answered your question, Mo.
Thank you so much for drawing that analogy. We got it.
Adriana.
Yes, Susie, go ahead.
I sent Mo something that might help him, telling him I sent him to his email. Can you hear me, Mo?
Who's speaking? Sorry.
This is Susie Moreno.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
I just sent you something to your email.
Okay.
That might help you.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, perfect. I got it. Got it. Thank you.
Hey, anybody else? We find if people want, we are already almost, we'll be an hour in this meeting. What I want is us to define if we can maybe email each other with a little small, a few lines of what do we want to send to the general manager to ask him, the programmer. Okay? We have a text from Nancy with some of the information, but Nancy, you can send, do you think that you can send that like an email to everybody, correcting some of the things
yes.
that we already talked about?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Anybody else have anything else to add?
I do.
Okay, go ahead, Susie.
Okay, I was wondering if at this meeting we could get other people to volunteer to work on certain things like we did last year, you know, so that at the end everybody turns in the report and then we put it all together. What I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Because what we did last time, so... I know PK was working on something, Nancy was working on something else, and then I was working on something else, and then you did something, and then you composed all that together, and we came out with a report. So do we have volunteers to work on certain areas so that we're not all working or expecting one person to do everything? Can we have volunteers, or can we assign someone? Do you remember how we divided that last time, Adriana?
We decided some of that in the last meeting because, Susie, you said that you will be, we have Nancy. I talk about, I don't have any problems taking the, you know, the statistics from the census. Nancy said, and you too, that you were working before in Super Neighborhood, and you said that you were interested in, like
that's
Nancy.
That's what I want to do again. Yeah, that's what I would like to work on again.
Okay. What I would like somebody to do, too, is one of the things that we need. We need to check. We know who are the board members, the 24 LSP board members, and we know who are the 22 PMB members. I believe that maybe Duane, you can come up with some kind of age, race, ethnicity in the PMB, and I think that maybe, I don't know, who wants to take that from the LSP, our LSP?
Do what?
I don't think Duane heard you about the PMB age, race, and ethnicity.
Okay, Duane, you did you hear me?
I want to know what you're asking me to do.
Yes, I'm asking you if you can, in writing, don't do it now, you don't need to do it now. Please mute if you are not speaking. But our next meeting is June 20. We already posted there. I will like, if you can do, Duane, make a a little thing defining the PMB, the 22 members, the Pacifica National Board of Directors, divided that by ethnicity, race, and age. If you can do that, that will be helpful because we'll be part of the report.
Well, I may be able to do two of them, but I don't know about the age.
Okay.
I don't have a problem asking men their age, but I don't ask women their age.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But we don't need to define age exactly like that. We can talk about, you know, 20s and 30s. I know.
Yeah,
20s
you
and
30s. It's not like I see them. I've never seen them. So it's damn near impossible to try to guess what somebody's age range is on the PMB.
40s and 60 will be so difficult, and over 65 or under 65?
It probably wouldn't be that difficult, just wouldn't be accurate. But, yeah, I could give a guess.
Yeah, kind of a guess. And like I said, like somebody said a few minutes ago,
gender.
Race, and ethnicity. That's it. That's it. Just because we'll be one more point to have there to consider. And I need somebody doing that with the LSB. And obviously, Rita, Susie, somebody else that thing that can do that?
Well, I'm working on the ethnicity breakdown by neighborhoods. That's what I'm going to work on. It's kind of, I'm hoping I have new figures and new maps for the census, for this census. So that's what I'm working on.
Okay, Nancy, working in the question from programming that we will send to the general manager, but everybody can send by email their own input in that, what we want in that question, whatever, from the that request from the general manager. I hope that everybody sends to the members whatever they think that should be there. And I need somebody talking with LSB. Who will be the one defining our ethnicity, race, and gender, and age in our LSB? Who volunteers to do that? No, everybody.
Maybe Mo or Jen or Rita.
Can you ask the request again? I'm so sorry. I'm multitasking.
Who can define our KPFT LSB by race, ethnicity, group age, and what we say, gender, age? Yeah. Is anybody the 24 members that are part of our?
So is that just like, can I do that by just going? Well, I guess we're not doing it in person anymore. So I just have to reach out to everyone and get their answers?
Well, we don't need that much. I think that most of them, you don't need to do that. You know who they are. And you can define, we don't need to define exactly the age. What I was thinking is put under 40. 40 to 60, and over, or so 65, and over 65. I think that is a very good group. When we talk, I mean, it's still 40 is the first group, 40 to 65 the second, and over 65 the third. I think that you don't need to communicate one-on-one to have that, but...
Okay, I got a question.
Yes, go ahead.
When Susie said she's going to give a breakdown of her neighborhood, are you doing just one neighborhood? Is that
no,
a subdivision? Is that her council member district? What is that reflective, and how is it going to be used?
Neighborhood.
Susie,
it's my neighborhood. Surrounding Houston neighborhood.
Wayne,
you're really confusing me now. Because there's over 1,000 neighborhoods in Houston.
Well, I know, but what I did is I went to super neighborhoods and I picked out some, and I indicated in the report that I had picked those neighborhoods that reflected
that were reflected of the Houston city, the city of Houston neighborhood. And I went to the super neighborhoods in particular, neighborhoods that I thought were larger and that represented certain groups.
Dwayne, you can go and check the report and see what we are talking about, the super neighborhoods that, that super.
Well, I understand that, Adriana. There are 51 super neighborhoods in the city of Houston. So I guess my question ultimately would be, how many did she include?
Look at the report, and I think you will see. And then if you have more questions, you can call me or ask me.
No, just how many? I don't want to read the report. I just want one question, and that is, how many of the super neighborhoods did you include?
Any of the neighborhoods? I'll call you, and I'll give you a specific answer.
All right. Good enough.
Why is the purpose of the question?
Because I want to know what is it being used for, and if it's a fair demographic or a sample is why I asked the question. Is it fair sample?
Yeah, I thought it was, and I indicated here's who they were: A Leaf, Grace Oaks, Central, Southwest, Eldridge, West Oaks, Gulf Crest, Belford, Reveille, Greater Upper Houston, Kingwood Area, Midwest, North Side, North Line, Sharpstown, and South Belt, Ellington.
Is that the list? That's it?
That's it. Because I mean, I couldn't do everything.
Two of the largest ones would have been Sunnyside and Third Ward. That's where blacks live. So I was just saying, was it representative? That's all, in terms of if it's going to be in a report, if it's something we'll use with trying to get grants or things of that nature. That was the purpose for the inquiry.
Neighborhoods, Sunnyside and what else?
Third Ward.
Okay. And would it be listed in the census or in the neighborhoods as Sunnyside and Third Ward?
Yeah, super neighborhood 61.
I'm not from Houston. That's why I'm asking.
Iron Clark.
Okay.
I can send you the numbers.
That would be great. All I need is the names of the neighborhoods, and then I can research from there.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we can do that, and it'll be a better representation and a better report.
All right.
All righty. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm still waiting for... Vin, you said that you will do the LSB, right?
I can, but I feel like I have to ask them all individually just to make sure, because I can't guess people's ages and stuff. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not old enough to be able to guess. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Nancy.
Can we add an under 30 group to make it clear that there's no one under 30?
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. I have a postal box if people want to send their answer anonymously, you know, by snail mail. I mean, I'm welcoming anybody to use that if you think the LSC want to be secretive about their answers. And they ought to be able to answer anonymously. I mean, the programmers, we're not going to know who said what, so it should be also. And then for Dwayne, I think that would be an excellent for all five stations to have that information for their committee of inclusions. So it wouldn't be just KPFT wanting to know, but I mean, that information should be for all five stations' committee of inclusion. BAI has already started their committee of inclusion and ours, and I don't know who else of the stations. And then Dwayne keeps saying, what is this information for? What is the purpose? And so I would like to try to say that we're commanded to do this by the bylaws, to find some facts of the present status, how we're doing, and what was the situation. So what that information is important, and it's mandated by the bylaws, but we don't have to work on anything further than that. I mean, we can if we want to, but this committee is just to set the facts in a report, and then the report goes to the PMB and to the LSV and to the manager, and then they get some information on how and what is needed, where we need to go.
So how
and
does
that differ
than the CAB and the CAB's report?
It's totally different. The CAB report is defined by the bylaw. It's defined everything but the bylaw. CAB have their own definition and they all their own work. The bylaw defines each one of those very clearly. I believe that CAB is working with whatever they have to work because they have their own definition, and COI is doing what needs to be done. And then with the reports, they can do whatever they wish to do with those. Our obligation is not asking what the others are doing, it's doing our job. And in some of those committees, most of those committees overlap. Yes, like outreach, you know, I mean, a lot of them overlap. That's fine, but everybody needs to work in their own committee. And then I hope that with all the reports, we can have a complete picture.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay,
one big difference between what the CAB is doing and what the Committee of Inclusion, one big difference is the Committee of Inclusion is board members, and the CAB is no board members.
That
so
part I know. I was
one,
talking about the report. I know that.
Well, the report would be flavored differently if it's from board members and if it's from non-board members. And
yep.
Even... Yeah. Well, anyway, I think it's much different. It's how I forgot what it is, but there's slight nuance.
Yeah, there was a purpose for my asking the question. Some method in my madness. Collaboration equals non-duplication.
Dwayne, we do that, Dwayne. We did it before in 2018, and we are doing it again. That doesn't mean anything. Okay,
I'm not arguing against either one of the entities. I'm just asking this question so that I can understand that has been, as you said, collaboration to avoid duplication.
Absolutely.
Adriana, this is Susie.
Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, Dwayne and V, I sent you something, which is what Adriana had sent us. I kind of broke it down for myself, and it might help. I send it to you in your email. If it helps, good. If it's not, I guess just forget about it. But I just emailed it to y'all.
Okay. I'll take a look at it after I stop driving.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to do, or we can just... anybody else want to add anything, or it's fine, and we know that we will meet June 20, 2 to 4. And I hope that we will have progress from everybody that have a chore to do. Okay? Anything
is
else?
Is Dwayne going to do the PMB?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Dwayne's going to take PMB thing.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to.
Okay. Nancy on the stack.
Mo on the stack, too.
I think there'll be a big difference from the 2018 to the 2020 report is that we have much more people. I mean, Houston is the number one growing city in the United States. We also, I don't know if we rank number one or number two as having the most foreign languages spoken inside their homes, you know, which is not necessarily English. And so we're attracting so many people from other countries and from other states and cities to Houston. So our report is, I think it's going to be the most interesting report of all the five stations. Okay, that's all. I just want to say that. And I'll send you all my postal box if you want to use the postal box for gathering things. I don't know if people will complain about it, but I mean, it's free.
Okay. Mo?
Thank you. I have a silly question, and I'm probably ignorant and don't know the answer, but these questions, set of questions that we're asking, both the LSB and the PNB, is there actual a set of questions we're asking them? Are we asking them the same exact questions, and is that already defined? Is there a document of the questions that we're going to ask them?
Ask him what? I'm sorry.
Are we trying to get them the topics of the board of, like, how old people were and their ethnicity and sexual orientation and stuff like that?
Okay. When we work with the PMB, because he's a PMB member, and he can give us those answers the best that he can do without going into a long thing, because if you start sending emails to people as, how old are you? What is your ethnicity? This is will be a political fight. That's what I think. We are not sending them any question. We don't send questions. We are asking the members that are related to those bodies that do their own, the best that they can do, the best that they can do. And after we have the answer, if we see that they are not enough, then we can, next June 20, next Saturday, we can, two Saturdays from now, we can decide if we need to do something else. We don't put the cart before the horse. We will see what is the progress in 2 weeks. And from there, the committee will decide if it's enough or we need more.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm still, you still want me to email? I was going to email the whole OSB and ask him, and I'll send it to the committee before, you know, so y'all know what I'm asking.
No, I don't think, I don't know. I think that all of us know perfectly the fight that we are on. How contentious is every meeting. How deep is every meeting. And what we are talking about.
Maybe someone else to do the LSB tally, because I don't know how to do it any other way.
You don't know what race most people in the LSB is and what is the age of most people in the LSB or
their
race?
No. Their age,
I have age, but I know their race.
We know the race, and we know, obviously, we are not talking about 3 or 4 or 10 years. We are talking 2 or 3 decades. We don't know.
Honestly, Adriana, like I said, maybe it's because I'm younger, but I think we don't know.
Yeah, Adriana, like she said, her experience may not allow her to be able to make those references, but those of us who've been on Earth a little longer, we may be able to make those references.
Okay. That's why I said I don't think that will be a good idea. Emails, I think that in 2 weeks, everybody have an idea. We come up with something. Whatever you feel confident that you have, we will put it there. And the rest of the committee will input if we think that it's necessary. Okay? Remember,
I think someone else should do it, because I'm not confident in my guessing of age at all.
Okay, then in 2 weeks, you can back with whatever information you can get. You know perfectly
okay.
That it's not anybody under 30, right? That is a certain thing. You know that,
yeah.
Well, you write what you want, what you know, what you can define before the 20s. We will come to the 20s and bring whatever information we have, and then the committee will decide if we need more precision or not.
Adriana, Google will tell you a lot of this, and many of them have Facebook pages, and they readily put their birth dates and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to find than she thinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why everybody make we don't
research.
Want the people in the committee trying to tell the others how to work. We did it in 2018 this way. Everybody grab something, do the best that you can, came back to the committee and said, this is what I got. And the committee will say, this is good enough. No, it's not good enough. We need more here or more there. That will be a collective decision.
Right.
Everybody use whatever they wish. But I personally prefer no direct email to the members, because you are opening a can of worms. Okay?
It's just research. It's just researching.
And if you have any doubts, I can give you a lot of that information too. But like I said, research the best way that you can. Then
right.
come to the committee and let us know what you get. And if we think that is something else that is needed, we will decide it in 2 weeks. Okay? Does anybody have any problem with that? Okay. Anybody else that need to talk about anything else?
Yes, Nancy. There is a, I think, I forgot which committee it was, maybe development or, I'm not sure. Robin said that we're paying about $200 a month for email blasts. So I just wanted to put that out so you could be thinking about if you wanted to poll membership or for questions or, anyway, there is a way to get.
Nancy, yeah. The GM, we that is not what we, it's up
I
to
know,
us.
I know, I know.
Okay. And
that has never been done, so I just, the membership.
Little steps, please. We have a so small membership that means nothing in Houston, okay? Means exactly nothing. It's not relevant at all. And that is what we need to show. When we are talking about the city that has almost, you know, only the city of Houston. We are not talking about all the areas that the KPFT reach, but only the city of Houston have 3 million inhabitants. And from 3 million residents, we don't have even, we have what? Less than 3,000 are members of KPFT. That is telling you that the membership is totally irrelevant. And we need to show why the programming and why it's irrelevant. We don't blame, the problem is not in the membership. The problem is in the product that we are having. Okay? And we can go one step at a time. Like I said, once we have the information, we can bring whatever they have. We can talk about the issue, and if everybody believes that we need more, we will go from there. But please, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anything else, or we adjourn?
I was wondering, this is Susie. I was wondering if Mo wanted to do any, has any ideas on something he sees that he may be able to research and also add.
Yeah, I was thinking about that myself. So
maybe next time you'll tell us.
Yeah. Or any kind of support. And if you don't need support, please feel free to reach out. I'm kind of my bandwidth is kind of spent right now. I've just been doing a lot of different things right now. But yeah, if anyone needs support, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll try to help out.
Do I have a motion for adjournment?
Oh. I'm okay with adjournment.
Does anybody want to keep going, or we are going to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Please. Okay. Any objection to adjourning? Till June 20, 2 to 4 p.m.
What day
okay.
is that? June
22. 20. We have already June 20, July 4th, and July 8th already, the four meetings. The next three meetings we have already decided last time.
Okay, so Saturday again. Okay, and 2 to 4. All right. Is that okay with everybody?
We decided, Nancy.
Yes?
We decide May 23rd. We are not inventing the wheel again. We decided May 23rd, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
And we posted there.
Uh-huh.
We posted there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everybody. And we can communicate each other through text or through emails. Please do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody. If anybody needs any help for anything, you can reach to the rest of the members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
Meeting is adjourned. And it's more than an hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.